From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area crews have their hands full, and it's only going to get hotter. We break down the heat wave, bringing on the fire danger.
And the hot weather and disappointing conservation numbers could prompt new water restrictions. We're live with What's at Stake.
And it's a beautiful day in the Bay. Want to know why? It's game day. Fans are looking and hoping to see the Warriors beat the Dallas Mavs and make it to the NBA Finals. We're live from Thrive City.
All right, Jocelyn, with the skills
on a
Tuesday morning.
Throwing it.
It's Tuesday, May 24th. Emily Keys.
I'm Amanda Starantino. Keep cool where you can. It's going to be a hot one. We're going live outside to the East Bay, where temps are expected to reach the high 90s and low 100s. Bay Area wildfire experts calling the situation dire.
Let's get right to meteorologist Jessica Birch with more on this heat. Jessica.
Thank you so much. Now, as we start off with current temperatures today, we are already above average, just a little bit, though. Mid to upper 50s in the forecast near Concord. We're also seeing mid to upper 50s along the Santa Clara Valley. Sunrise today officially hit. And as we take a quick look at what we can expect for our daytime highs, well, we are getting into the triple digits in a lot of different areas. We're also under a red flag warning. This is still in effect until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning for Solano County. Relative humidity stays low as we head into this afternoon. And to add to that, the National Weather Service has actually already issued a heat advisory that starts at noon today, extending all throughout our afternoon and actually ends tomorrow. Now, daytime highs today in the upper 90s for our inland areas. We're also seeing 70s from the coast off into the bay. A very warm start to our week. However, we have a gradual cooling trend heading into this weekend. So for everyone heading out to our events this weekend, I mean, it's a three-day weekend too. It's going to be beautiful just in time for that weekend. We'll talk more about that, though, coming up in the full forecast. For now, I'm going to send it back over to you, Len.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. Bay Area crews had their hands full yesterday from Contra Costa County to Napa County. That's where brush fire triggered evacuation orders around Howell Mountain and St. Helena. People are now being allowed to return to the area. Cal Fire has been mopping up any hot spots near Pope Street and Silverado Trail. Flames scorched up to 5 acres.
Meanwhile, CONFIRE says it has canceled all prescribed burns and firefighter training exercises for the next few days as temperatures creep into the 90s. Experts remind us these types of conditions will last well into winter. The biggest concern is that grass fires will turn into wildfires in areas with heavy brush.
Every single hot, dry, breezy day from now on is going to be a little nerve-wracking from a fire weather point of view.
Piece of good news this morning is that PG&E has started its plan to bury power lines underground.
Well, the state's deepening drought is, of course, fueling the fire danger. And if we don't cut back, there will be a water crackdown.
Our Justin Andrews is here this morning to explain. And Justin, the governor is sounding the alarm on this.
Yeah, Governor Newsom giving a very sharp warning. Other leaders are calling this a crisis. Those statewide water restrictions could be on the way if people don't cut back now. Simply put, state leaders are saying we are not doing enough, even though time and time again we have been told to conserve water. Newsom asked the state to cut back on water use by 15%. We failed to do that. So now some local agencies are getting a head start on this crackdown. The Water Authority in Santa Clara Valley set to vote today on its first ever program to fine repeat offenders who violate outdoor water use restrictions.
In order for us to make sure that we don't go into the exceptional drought like what happened in 2014, we really need to have some strong restrictions in place and conservation measures and cooperation from everyone to make sure that we kind of come out of this drought.
Some Bay Area water leaders. Could go in effect. But fire agencies throughout the Bay Area are on social media talking about the fire danger. They're warning folks to make sure they're prepared for fires, also alerting the public about the fires that just keep popping up. And of course, very dry conditions are not helping, Lynn.
And thank you. And a live look now at the Bay Bridge traffic. There is moving quite okay this morning, and they have a beautiful backdrop there as well. Let's get right to Gianna with a check on the rest of that morning commute. G.
Yeah, what a gorgeous live look of the Bay Bridge right now, and it's not doing too bad as you work your way across the upper deck. We do have that extra volume for that ride. I almost said Monday. It's already Tuesday. So yeah, just a little busy there. Where we're really seeing brake lights, though, is at the Toll Plaza there. It's starting to get a little bit backed up here. Metering lights were turned on just about 5:43 this morning, so starting to get a little sluggish heading into the city. Give yourself a few extra minutes there. It's a good thing we have that other shot, because my Caltrans shot's not working right now. So definitely sluggish, though, heading over towards the Bay Bridge. Right now, the Dublin Interchange is busy westbound, especially in those right lanes connecting onto 680. It is our slowest spot. You've got those brake lights as well coming out of the Altamont Pass.
Happening today as we take a live look at Chase Center, Dubs fans are gearing up for the Golden State sweep as the Warriors take on the Mavs in Dallas for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Jocelyn joins us live from Thrive City this morning. Jocelyn, we're expecting it to be packed there tonight with you included. I know you're not going to miss out on these festivities.
I'm not going to miss out on this. I will be here tonight. But yes, this place is known for being packed during away games, and that's what we're expecting tonight. This area right here, usually fans are here with their chairs, sitting on their blankets. They're hoping to see the Warriors make it to the NBA Finals tonight. Now, we spoke with a diehard Warriors fan. He says he's been a season ticket holder since 2007.
I think we could compete with any team in the league, so I always feel good about those guys.
That's Jason Remolona. He's confident about the Warriors. You'll usually find him behind one of the baskets cheering them on. He's known for having his foam fist.
The energy in the arena is through the roof. You know, playoffs, it's a different animal.
The Dubs are no strangers to the playoffs, but this season is different. Fans are appreciating it more. Players have overcome injuries, and the pandemic kept fans away for a while.
We've been waiting for it since Chase opened. You know, we thought first year at Chase was going to be great because it was going to be a new arena, and we had a great team going. And after that 2019 season, things, big change, drastic change. So it's been a while.
The Warriors are up 3 games against the Dallas Mavericks, and fans are confident they'll get the job done.
Like everyone else, I'm hoping for a sweep. I don't know if that'll happen. If it doesn't, then, you know, we'll bring the energy to game 5.
Yeah, so we're confident in the Warriors that they'll get a win tonight. Thrive City today, they start allowing people in at about 4:30. Tip-off is at 6 p.m., but make sure you are prepared. I know we will be prepared with our chairs and our blankets tonight.
All right, I just caught that ball, Jocelyn. They might just put you in the game with those skills you're showing
off. I know, you're looking
morning.
Pretty confident yourself with that ball. Been practicing?
Listen, I have been practicing. I don't usually trust myself with one of these, but I've been practicing, all right?
Yeah,
I got it down
what can
now.
Happen sometimes with the you and that basketball, but we won't put
good
that
job,
out there.
Jocelyn,
in the atmosphere.
Good job this morning. Your performance, top notch.
We're not going to talk about that. Let's not talk about it.
We don't talk about Bruno or you in the basketball at all. All right, Jocelyn, thank you much.